Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, it's gonna be alright. Keep it right there. Keep it right there, yeah. Alright, it's gonna be alright. Keep it right there. Alright now, listen to me as I say. Party people, here comes a better day. When we can all get along, and I see you in the clubs dancing to this song. It's alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. Oh, all you gotta do is believe it's gonna be. Keep it right there, yeah. Do you know that I can flow? Or for anything, I put my mind and go. This is for you, so you can hear Peter Wayne singing. I'm gonna say it loud and clear, it's alright. Keep it right there, alright. And let the track breathe, and let the track breathe, come on, touch, you know that.
Good morning and welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. I opened up with a freestyle by my special guest today on the Leopard Carpet, Mr. Peter Wayne out of Harlem, New York. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet.
Thank you for having me on the Leopard Carpet. Thank you. Seattle, Washington, all over the United States. How you doing?
I'm very good. Well, guess what? I even have a following internationally, so I know they're going to be excited to hear your name and get to know your music and get to know your story. I'm really excited to have you on the show with me today, because this is actually my first Leopard Carpet, you know, for this year. So I'm like, I've been talking about wanting to do it and talking about wanting to do it, and I'm like, who's going to be? So when you and I connected, I'm like, this is going to be the perfect person to have on the Leopard Carpet with me.
Thank you for having me, being the first. I'm very excited about that.
Well, this is one of my favorite shows to do, because it allows me to just focus on one artist and have them tell their story, give a taste of who they are to the listening audience. And, you know, I think that when people get to hear a little bit of an artist's story, it helps them kind of bring them in and feel like we're actually really connected. It's something else when you just hear the music and you say, oh, I really like that. You know, but when you feel like you know something about the artist, I think it takes it to a different level. At least that's how I feel it. And I've definitely grown to appreciate features like this, you know, in the years that I've been doing radio. So, you know, why don't you introduce yourself? If I was to say to you, who is Peter Wayne, what would you say?
I would say that you say the name Peter Wayne, you think about love, happiness, soul music.
Okay.
You think about that. Just being an artist in this time, I wish I was back in the days with the soul artists that I open up for. But, you know, we have I'm here now. Put it like that. I'm here.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that, you know, I understand, you know, you kind of feel like your style, it kind of was formated, you know, from the music that you came up with. But you want to put kind of your own fresh twist to it. And I totally understand that because I, you know, okay, this is one of the reasons why I have now really fallen in love with Peter Wayne. So I put up a post the other day and I said, who is the next, you know, icon, legend coming up from the unknown independent artist? This man actually called me. He's like, you know, I don't know why you put that up because I'm it, you know, and stuff. And I'm like, yes, that's what I like to hear, you know. But I know that you have that draw of, you know, when music was really developed and just loved and appreciated and respected, because those days, you know, people were like, okay, when's the music coming out? We're going to go to the record store and buy it. And now it's kind of a challenge because so many artists are cookie cutter, you know, to other artists, you know, copycats to then, you know, this digital era that we live in, I think kind of stepped away from really having that sense of appreciation. But I think with myself and many others around the world, we can help bring that sense back. So I appreciate you being able, you know, to stay true to your style, you know, which includes and breathes and of a era in the past where, you know, music helped us experience life.
Well, I really want to thank you for that, and I really appreciate that you feel that way, and most of all of my supporters, I don't call them fans, feel that way. It's just a absent perspective in the music business now that's not there anymore, and I'm just glad that I'm going to be the one who's filling that void.
There you go, and I think you definitely can do it. So again, Peter Wayne is out of Harlem, New York, and I'm here in Seattle, Washington. So we are talking from clear across the country. And
yes,
I know a lot and a lot of times artists are known on their coast. But one of the things that I try to do is I want to, you know, I just like people to kumbaya. You know what I mean? I think that it's like, you know, let's come together. Let's introduce these amazing talents as we get to know them and share them, you know, with whomever. So as a radio show host and a fan and a cheerleader, waving my leopard pom-poms for the indie artists, I think it's exciting to be on the West Coast and being able to do a feature with you, you know, because there are people out here on the West Coast that probably don't know your name and your sound, you know, and I think that is the beauty of the era we live in with technology and all, is that we can spread in a very easy, you know, way, you know, what it is that we like. So if you like Peter Wayne, you hear him on my radio show on the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava, please, please tell people. If you're listening right now, tell them to tune in. They really need to get to know this man. This is one of the best platforms to introduce you to some amazing music and amazing talents. I'm going to play the first song I ever played by you. I want to say maybe this was like maybe 2 years ago. I'm trying to think. But anyway,
okay.
It's called Watching What I'm Doing.
Keep Watching What I'm Doing, yes.
Oh, Keep Watching What I'm Doing by Peter Wayne.
Why you mad at me? 'Cause I don't have to tell. Wanna dance floor.
right? That was Peter Wayne with Keep Watching What I'm Doing. I was dancing in my seat. Were you dancing, Peter Wayne?
I was dancing when I made the song.
I was sitting here just dancing in my seat. You know, that's just one of those party kind of songs. You know,
yeah.
Like one of those feel-good songs.
Yeah. Actually, I call those like rare songs of mine because it got a little spin here in New York and different places, but they really didn't take it serious. And now I have a hit song that's being played all over the world, and it seems like if I put that out on an album now, they're like, oh, I remember we heard this. And, you know,
right.
Cool. I consider myself a young old soul. Like, you know, remember them Northern Soul artists who was signed to the independent labels, and they had minor hits, but as we got older, it's the real diggers of music, digging in the crates, as we call them.
Right.
We go and find their records, and they go, yo, such and such got breakbeats, yo, that's hot.
Right.
Like, something like, person like, by the name of Otis Clay, God bless his soul, he was signed to the high label with, you know, Al Green, Willie Mitchell, and Pebbles. And he really didn't get his shine like Al Green did, as well as Steel Johnson. So we called them like Northern Soul artists, but they still got that sound like, wow. Why
mm-hmm.
wasn't we digging on them then? So when you think about it, we think about the great music that they made and how it's right now. And I consider myself that, you know, Keep Watching What I'm Doing was written in 2 hours, produced by DJ Bring Them Out and me. So that's the type of work that I do. I work really quick when I feel something that's good, you know.
Okay. No, I do understand what you're saying. There's so many artists that, you know, weren't, you know, pushed out there into the spotlight and recognized for their talents. But like you say, you go back, and when you get to know these artists, you know, back in the day, and then you go back and you're like, yeah, that was the jam, you know. And but I think that, you know, one of the things is I truly believe, Peter Wayne, is that we have to educate people. You know, I think back in the day when you could physically go buy an album, because, like, for me, albums and 45s were like trophies, you know. I mean, 8-tracks didn't really stay around a long time. That's kind of good because they were kind of fat, you know. They took up a lot of space, you know. So I had an 8-track in my car. I know I'm showing my age, you know, but you could only fit maybe 2-3 of those suckers in the glove compartment, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
was like it, you know. Then it went to cassette tapes. You know, and but when he had the albums, it was almost like, really, it was like a trophy. Like, you line them up and you can look at them and you can feel them, you know. But everything now is like a digital download. I still love getting CDs. I do. I love getting CDs because I can look at them and touch them, and it makes it feel more like a one-on-one
right.
bond. I don't know how to describe it. It's just something, when you can see and touch something, it just takes it to a different level than going and buying it, you know, on a digital download, you know. But, you know, I get it, and, you know, and I'm trying to learn to appreciate this new era that we live in. But I want you to take us back a little bit, because, you know, most people, when I do a feature, they say they started in church. I really love the little story about you and your father. So why don't you tell us that?
My dad was a music person, and growing up in my house, that's all he did on the weekends. Like, during the week, remembering what my dad was, strictly, you know, family time during the week, but on the weekends, you know, he had company over my uncles, my aunts, and we even go to my aunt's house, and it was music. And I told someone this the other day, I was the type to read the back of the covers or read the credits on the song, and if it was an album, I would turn the album on the back and read the back of the album and find out who written what and who produced what. I wasn't that type that just listened to the music. I wanted to know, like, learn the history of who it was. Like, for instance, back in the day, you had one producer. Now, on different albums, you have just everybody and their mom want to produce. Like, they want to get different sounds. When back then, one person was giving everybody that one sound, or one person was producing their own album and giving you several sounds on the album, like different styles of music, you know?
Right.
So that was really important to me, to learn my history in music, of music.
Well, you also stated that you would sing in front of your dad's friends.
Yeah, that was my first Showtime before I did Showtime. Performing in front of my father's, my parents' company, I say parents. And they used to say, James, that boy got talent. You know, I really wish that I would have started earlier than when I was. I've been singing since I was 6, but I have 25 years in the music business if you want to call me, as an indie artist. And the thing right now is that Watch That Girl is oh my God, just taking me to a level of artistry where you're going to have people going like, well, wow, he had music out before that. You know, they're going to be looking for the stuff that you already have.
I see what you're saying, definitely.
Right. And it's great now. You know, it's a season, it's a time and a place for everything. And I'm not mad about it. I'm glad that it's happening. You know, I never gave up. I just kept on pushing and reinventing myself. I just going to continue to do what I do, you know?
Okay, I understand. I think you're itching for me to play that song, huh?
Which one?
Watch That Girl.
You can save it for the end, but you have
okay.
You can play. I have a song that I did with Chris Curry.
Oh, I should
Wade
have downloaded
Elliott,
that one. I
Wade
should
Elliott,
have. Yeah.
And Wendell Sawyer from Blue Magic. We remade over Baby, I'm For Real. And I also remade over Before I Let Go. I
should have downloaded those tracks, and I didn't. Because at the top of the show, I really wanted to play
The Apollo Footage.
And I don't know why it didn't play. Because to me, that was just really, really exciting to just even watch the video. I have to tell you, it's so funny because as I was watching it, and then they showed all the contestants, you know, who had to be voted on. Promise Marx was on there too, and I'm like, that's my girl out of California. I'm like, okay, look
yeah.
at that. You know,
me
but
and Promise, we both was on the same show.
I was like, pretty awesome. But how exciting is that, you know, to be at the Apollo? Tell us what that experience was like.
That was a wonderful experience. It boosted my career at the time, but then it died down. It's like I was known as the fourth Tom Apollo and the Peter Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It never. If that's one thing the world cannot take from a person when you're in the Apollo, and
right.
you don't have to be a R&B artist, a jazz artist, whatever, to be an Apollo legend. I'm an Apollo legend because I won the Apollo 3 times.
Okay.
And in the history books. That I, Peter Wayne, won 3 times and things like that, which is a beautiful thing. So, you know, congratulations to everyone who ever won the Apollo, because even though you probably whoever's not pursuing their dreams as an artist and they went somewhere else with their career, you won at the Apollo, the world famous Apollo. Not taking nothing from America's Got Talent or or American Idol, which just ended a great run.
But right.
Before all of those shows, you had to come to the Apollo.
Exactly.
You, to the Apollo, you came to the Apollo via ways of amateur, or you came when you got a little hit, and then if they didn't really know you, they wasn't going to gravitate to you anyway like that. So the
right.
Harlem was the, actually still is the world of music, and people don't want to believe that. People think that, oh, yeah. No, if you cannot make it in Harlem, New York, with your music, then don't do it anywhere else. I'm being honest with you, because we have some of the best and the worst critics that let you know, like, okay, this is not going to work, or you got a hit. So I'm rooted and grounded, and I'm bred in Harlem, but I'm also worldly. I want the world to know that I would never forget where I came from. And the sound that I'm giving them is called the Uptown Harlem sound. So
okay.
When you hear Watch the Girl, you hear people in the, just picture yourself on the East Coast. Or, matter of fact, let's go where someone sent me some footage from France, DJ playing my song, and they are just dancing. So from the East Coast to overseas, we at RFC / Fresh Entertainment Records, Fresh Records, I apologize, me, Miles, Anthony Williams, who wrote the song with me, Cecil Hodge, we would never expect that this song right now will be the way it is, because at first I was like, nah, I don't want this to be my first single. Let's do something different. But the record company saw different, and, you know,
okay.
It's now.
Yeah. It's a great song. It really, really is. And I have to shout out Miles Anthony from Righteous Music Media, because
yes.
he's my buddy. He and I connected in 2009, and he has always made himself available to me. You know, I was like, Miles, can I call you right now? Because I got a question, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this and that. And he will give me the answer, you know, from his knowledge. And it's funny because I have found out about several Seattle artists from him in New York that I had no idea existed. It's so funny. He's like, Leva, you know.
Agree.
Yeah, he does. And so this is how I came to know Peter Wayne, and I'm so very, very grateful to Miles for that. I know that he is a very big cheerleader and has amazing respect for music, period, and appreciation. And I think that's what it takes, you know, in this industry, is to have artists who understand and respect the music and the fans and industry people that love and respect the artist and the music. You know, I think there's too many people that get pulled into a hype about what they think it is. And I think that you can really, really feel the difference when somebody loves and appreciates it and it's their true passion. And Miles Anthony is definitely that. And, you know, again, I believe that is something that we are going to definitely feel and experience as we get to know Peter Wayne and his music. So, you know what, my friend, I'm going to jump in there. We've talked about Watch That Girl too much, and I think we need to jump in there and play it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Watch That Girl by Peter Wayne.
You better watch that girl. Here is a story that I must tell you. It's a story. cry all of the feelings from inside.
All right, Watch That Girl by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet today, Peter Wayne out of Harlem, New York. That's hot. I think I'm going to have to try to get it in the clubs up here in Seattle, too.
Thank you. That'd be great. That'd be really great. Thank you for playing it. Thank you for supporting it. If they want to download it, they can go to iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. It's all over the websites. The websites could be downloaded. I really appreciate the DJs, the people who are interviewing me, who are taking the time to just play this song and really grasp that soul music is still alive. And like I said, when me, Miles, and Sisu wrote the song back in 2004, we didn't think that 12 years later, when I put it out, it'll be this way, you know.
Right.
Really, yeah.
Right. So. It's hot. It's a great song. So, you know, well, okay, I need to tell you how to spell his name. It's P-E-T-A-W-A-N-E, Peter Wayne. When I had seen, you know, your name before, you know, I don't even know how I was pronouncing it, you know.
I was saying Pequani.
Yeah, it was just like, man, I jacked it up the other day. That's why I was like, okay, please tell me how to say your name again so I don't, you know, mess up on the show. Is there a history behind the name Peter Wayne?
My name was given to me by my godmother. May she rest in peace. Peter Wayne is one of them southern names. Like, you got Anna Mae, Jesse Mae, Jimmy Lee, Peter Wayne.
Okay. Okay, I love it. I love it. So definitely pay attention to Peter Wayne. Go download, go buy and download his brand new single, Watch That Girl. Let's help push this gentleman up there. So
let's get it on the U.S. charts as well, because I'm already on the U.K. charts. I'm actually on two U.K. charts.
Okay.
I'm number 8 on both charts.
Okay.
And in the top.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful thing to have people who don't know you embrace you, but it's a wonderful thing when you have people who knows you and love you embrace you.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
you know, they always talk about how don't worry about it, strangers will support you before your family. And I'm not worrying about that, because like I said, the U.S. hasn't really hit on it. I don't want to run down the stations, because being I'm on your show, I'm not going to see the stations, but I have a few stations in America who have it in rotation.
Just,
you know,
you could say it. I'm all about sharing. I'm all about, because I've been...
It's all about me and you right now, and I'm on the Leopard carpet.
You better
comfortable.
Go out. I just want you to know I'm seeing you in a leopard shirt. I just want you to know that, okay? So, okay. But, no, I understand, and I appreciate
it. I take the leopard chair. It's purple. You know why it's purple, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, you know, when you see the icons passing away, right?
Not to cut you off. But remember they said it comes in threes, right?
Yeah.
We lost Maurice White first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lost Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lost Billy Paul.
Mm-hmm.
See, And I hate to say this, and I mean, I don't want to use the word hate so strong. Prince was an icon. But if it wasn't for the Maurice Whites and
right.
the Billy Poles,
right.
we artists now wouldn't be able to do the music that we do now.
No, exactly. No, I think that Earth, Wind & Fire is probably maybe the second concert my parents let me go to as a preteen teenager. You know, Stevie Wonder was the first one. And, no, so I definitely understand and respect, you know, why you say that. And it but it's like when you start seeing, you know, people passing, you know, who's out there. For me, as I thought about it, and I had told you this, that was really kind of hard for me to swallow, you know, that Prince was gone. And
yeah.
I guess, and I say that because he's not much older than, you know, he's just, you know, he's in my age group. And so, but that's why I put that post out, Peter Wayne. It's like, okay, we have these amazing talents across the United States. Like, we can push them up, like, you know, and put them in a position, you know, as long as they have mastered their craft and they're keeping it real and their quality and have something that stands out, you know, we as the fans, we take a responsibility of pushing those artists to another level too. It's not just on the artists. And I think that people nowadays, you know, fail to really, really understand that. It comes from us, you know, in spreading the word.
Yeah.
It comes from us in purchasing, you know, entry into a show or purchasing
the history of the artists and learning about them. That's why we have Google search. That's why we have Bing. We have all these different websites and web search engines where we can just go and download and listen to these and find out who these people are. You know, because if you Google Peter Wayne, you'll see my history.
Right. No, definitely.
You see
and
I worked with Whitney Houston. You see that I worked with Whitney. I worked with did all these people that I opened up for. It's like, you know, I'm not telling you what, you know, I'm not a teacher to go, well, you better learn me. No. If you love me and you love soul music, learn more about me. So you
right.
can go, oh, wow. This
right.
is what's going on. This is him. This is what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So watch that girl. Is that his only song? And, oh, wow. Stuff like that.
No, I totally feel you on that. And that's what I did, you know, when we talked about you coming on the leopard carpet with me, you know, and that's why I started posting up, you know, you at the Apollo and the different videos and you being a part of them, you know, because I wanted people to know, just as you said, you know, who you are, get a taste of your sound, you know, see what you have done and accomplished. And I do think that's important, you know, but again, if you're loving what you heard today, on the leopard carpet with Peter Wayne, you know, please go support him and, you know, not only listen to Watch That Girl, you know, purchase it and support it because the numbers really count when it comes to an artist in helping them get out there, you know, and just spread the word. You know, we are listening to this show from all around the world. Spread the word about, you know, Peter Wayne, and let's help him go to the next level. So let's talk about this Black Expo thing before we close out the show.
Okay. I did the Black Expo a couple of years back, and it was very, very great. And now I'm going to attempt to do it again because, you know, it's time for me to do it with a hit song.
Right.
Yeah, so it's you know, a Black Expo out here in New York. It's very big, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
Okay, so if you are following me on Facebook, well, unfortunately, Facebook was unkind to me, and they changed my name to Susan Koshy, Koshi. But if you Google Lady Flava, you
it'll
can
come up.
Find,
yes. With me,
yes.
To follow me on Facebook, Twitter, everything is Peter Wayne. Peter Wayne, PETAWANE. That's my Twitter, my Instagram, my Peter Wayniacs. PETAWANIC. It's so much going on. Trying to build up that fan page over there, and just, you know, I do all, like, not saying I do all my marketing by myself, but I do market a lot of stuff that I do, you know.
Right.
So if you do hit me up on any one of those pages, it's me talking.
Right. Well, and so I want you to go to my Lady Flavor page, or I want you to go to Peter Wayne's page, because he is in this, I guess you can call it a competition, with the Black Expo. And go vote for him. You know, go, if you liked what you hear today, go vote for him, you know, so that he can, you know, be involved with this great, great event coming up. So it's on my page, definitely. I know it's on Peter Wayne's page, and that's another way that you can show support for artists. When you see these things, you know, don't just click the like button. Click on
as we ask. Like, if a person says share, share it. It doesn't hurt to share.
Right.
And understand this. My song is only a dollar. Cup of
right.
coffee.
Yeah.
Right. Only
no,
a dollar. 99 cents.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing is the challenges around, you know, the music, you know, being supported. But again, you know, 99 cent track, you can't beat it. Put it in your iPod, you know, share it with your DJs. If you're a clubber, you know, let the DJs know you got a track that they really, really need to play, because the music is definitely music you can dance to. I've been dancing in my chair here in my Flavor office, and you know, help spread the word, you know, about this. We are the artists, you know, cheerleaders. We help their success. The artist is supposed to create something quality, relevant, something that is that just moves us in whatever way it does. And when they're doing that, then it's us. It's us who helps take them to the next level. Of course, they need to create promotions, and they need to interact with people and all that. They do. That's a fact. But
yes.
if we love them, we need to spread the word. We need to help, you know, help them get in front of more faces and more ears, and to be heard and recognized, and all of that. And Peter Wayne has a name that stands out, right? I don't. There's
yes.
no other Peter Wayne out there.
There's no. Yeah.
You know.
It's my name.
You know. So Peter Wayne, just, you know, we're playing him in Seattle now. He's being played, you know, in other locations in Europe and all of that. You know. But if you're, you know, wherever you are, and you're listening, get the word out. If you need a digital download, reach out to Peter Wayne. I'm sure he'll give permission for you to reach out to me, and we can
yes.
make that happen. You know,
yes.
let's get the music out there and get it played. Let's get him charting. Go to my page, Peter Wayne's page, and vote for him for the Black Expo. And just pay attention. Pay attention.
Yes.
He's worthy of your support. So, Peter Wayne, what do you want to say as we close out today's show?
I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And this is not going to be the first time. I'm going to come back when I'm platinum with the album, because I know for a fact that Watch That Girl is going platinum.
There you go.
I want to thank my record company, RFC Fresh Records. I want to thank all of my supporters. I just want to just thank the world. And let's keep soul music alive. I want to thank you again. And let's have a wonderful weekend.
There you go. You heard Peter Wayne on the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava today. And again, you know, this is what I do. I love and support. And if you cannot tell, I am passionate about this gentleman here, because he's doing the work. He's putting out quality music, and he deserves the support. So thank you for tuning in to the Leopard Carpet today with Lady Flava and Peter Wayne. And stay tuned for more, and you will definitely be hearing his music in my rotation. Take care, God bless, and have a great, great day.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, hon.